Cuz's Corner with 97.5's Anthony Gargano live from the sports book at the Philly Turf Club on Packer Avenue in South Philly. Bet with the best at the sports book at the Philly Turf Club near the stadiums. Now, it's the Cuz, Anthony Gargano on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, good evening, everybody. Happy Wednesday night to all. Special Cuz's Corner live right here. The Turf Club, South Philadelphia, Packer Avenue, right in the shadows of the ballpark and Lincoln Financial Field. Tonight, Phils, oh man, this lineup is scary. If you look at the two lineups, wow, it is frightening. The Phillies lineup tonight is Cesar leading off, Kingery, and I know Mike talked about this, but Cesar leading off, Kingery hitting second, oof, Bryce third, Reese four, and now it's just horrid. Brad Miller playing third, hitting fifth. Adam Haseley hitting sixth. Nick Williams back up, hitting seventh. Andrew Knapp behind the plate. And Pivetta. Or that's right. My man just goes, put a dime on the Dodgers tonight. I love it. Yeah, this is a frighteningly bad lineup. All right, this is the I'll just give you the Dodgers lineup because wow, it's a little bit of a different lineup here. Peterson, who's nasty, Muncy, who's nasty, David Freese, Bellinger, who's an MVP. A.J. Pollock, who's back and who's a hitter. Corey Seager at short. Hernandez at second. Russell Martin and Kenta Maeda is pitching for the Dodgers. This is a frightening. The Dodgers are a one. What are they right here? 160, 170 favorite right here at Parks Casino. Don't forget, Parks Casino is now online. That's right. You go to parkscasino.com/sportsbetting. And make sure you open up your account. You get $250 free bet. And it's right there at the fingertips. All of your favorite Parks sports bets, the futures, the Phillies game. Wow, man, I can't believe how bad that lineup is. Oof. That's frightening. Haseley, Williams, Miller, Haseley, Williams, Knapp, Pivetta. Man, and even Cesar, he's no peach leading off either. My God, is that the Iron Pigs lineup? That's right. You said it, brother. You said it. All right, so I want to get into some football tonight. It's Cuz's Corner, and we're going to look ahead because, especially after looking at that lineup, I need to talk a little football and move ahead a little bit. Lincoln Kennedy will be our special guest tonight. He'll be joining us coming up about 6:15. I want to give you something that early on today we were discussing. I told you I have a friend of mine who is in the league and knows some people. And anyway, he lives in the area, and he was texting me early during the midday show about, I was talking about Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott. And he thought Dak Prescott was a winning quarterback and Carson Wentz wasn't. Earlier today, we also said that there's a guy who does a lot of quarterback ratings, Sean Fahey, and he was talking about, it was amazing to me, he had Prescott as the number six overall in the NFL, and he had Carson at 14. Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. I don't understand it. I don't get the... I really don't get all of the Dak Prescott love, and I don't understand. Look, I get Carson was injury prone. It can be injury prone or prone to injury, which I like to say better. And he had a tough year last year. And he, you know, it's funny. The my guy in the league said, "Well, you know, all he did was throw the Ertz over the middle, and Ertz would fall down." And you know, there's a reason why. If you have a broken bone in your back, you got to be set to get the ball down the field. I really think he struggled that way. And it's funny, a buddy of mine was here, and we were just talking about quarterback in general. Obviously, one of the things he's got to do this year is he's got to just be able to get the ball out, right? and not put himself in any kind of peril. And it's funny because you look at the quarterback play, and once you get in your 30s, and we'll talk about this with Lincoln, you get in your 30s, and you just become such a better quarterback. I think your clock is better inside. You understand inside the pocket what your clock is, when you have to get rid of the football. You know, there's times you're going to have to stay, you're going to have to stand tall and take a hit, but you know when the pressure is. And I think he was a little off last year. I think Carson's, that clock was just a tad off. But if you just look at sheer talent, and this isn't a hate the Cowboy, you know, Eagles green goggles thing either. This is legitimate. I mean, when you look at Prescott, and I think he can be a game manager. You know, he was obviously, I felt, a lot better once they got Amari Cooper last year. He's got an incredible running back, and he's got a really good offensive line. And I think that all helps him. But, you know, I don't know what Jason Witten's going to do with his age, coming back after a year in a booth. So I look at the two, and I just think Carson, with the weapons around him, with a pretty good, I mean, you still have, you know, I know you're going to miss Brooks early, but they still have a good offensive line, man. Even with Peters being up there, you know, I mean, the right side is tremendous. So you look at their protection, he should be fine protection-wise, and they should be good to go. So this brings me to an ESPN power ranking. Now, they did this thing where they did the NFL future power rankings. And it's basically projections for all the teams over the next 3 years. And, you know, to do it, how they rated each team, they looked at five categories to weight the overall score. They gave the roster 30%. The quarterback alone, 20%. The draft, 15%. The front office, 15%. And coaching, 20%. And then they looked at it, and they did over the next 3 years what they're going to look at. So it was pretty cool. The Colts came in first, which is kind of shocking. Now, I know Andrew Luck had a rebound year last year and looked better. And they had a really good year. I wonder about the last play schedule. But, look, they made the playoffs. They won a playoff game. And if Andrew Luck can become a semblance of what he was supposed to be, they're going to be good. But I found this interesting. The Colts were one. The Patriots were two. And that's over the next 3 years. Number three, the Eagles. They had a score of 87 out of 100, which was a very good team. Nobody got great. 100% was elite, 90 was great, B was very good. The Eagles came in at 87, just behind the Colts, just behind the Patriots, and not far behind the Colts. They're third. The Chiefs come in at four at 85.5, followed by Seattle. And I found this interesting, Pittsburgh and New Orleans, 6 and 7. So the aging quarterbacks with Brady in New England, Roethlisberger with Pittsburgh, and Breeze in New Orleans. So they came on, and then the Rams were 8, the Browns 9, I thought to be higher, followed by the Chargers. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, they were 14. The Redskins were 27. And this is amazing. The Giants came in at 31, second to last in projecting for the next 3 years. So the Eagles were third, and Giants were 31st. Dolphins were the worst team. Arizona was down there. The Jets, which as a young quarterback, I was kind of surprised. They were 29. The Bengals, and then again, Washington. Nick Foles' Jaguars came in at 25. So that's kind of where their future is. So I want to get into a little football tonight, and let's talk about Carson Wentz. And when you see Carson Wentz, somebody's got to explain to me the Dak Prescott thing. But we were talking earlier about how you fell in love with football. Like the first time you can remember seeing the game. We had some interesting calls. We had a guy earlier from Brazil who moved to Philadelphia, and he like turned on an NFL game, and he just immediately fell in love. So go back to in your annals, and we'll talk about when you first fell in love with the NFL. Coming up, we're going to talk to a Raider, former Raider. He's kind of missed a Raider. Lincoln Kennedy, who, if you remember, Tuck Rule game, he is a great guy. He's my partner on Fox. We've been together for 11 years on Fox. And he's gives you a really good, unique perspective. He is the color analyst alongside Brent Musburger for the Raiders radio network. So talk to Link and get a little NFL preview, see what he thinks about the Eagles from afar. We're live at the Turf Club, Packer Avenue, South Philly. All the guys are out. Big Charlie's represented. Broom's represented. Jack's represented. Everybody's hanging out. We'll come back just a moment.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. When you think about summer, you think family vacation, right? What better way to take that family trip than in a new Jeep or Ram? Gotta see the uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They make it easier than ever. Save now during the summer clearance event. Plus, this year only, it's the summer of Jeep. Right now, get a new 2019 Jeep 4x4 for only $99 a month. Are you kidding me? $99 a month? Or you can drive home a new Ram pickup for only $199 a month. That's savings up to $16,000 off MSRP. Get the best deals of the year during the summer clearance event at Family. Go see the uncles. Save thousands on that new Jeep or Ram today. And at Family, get the lowest prices and no pressure experience. And, of course, the best service after the sale. Bring your family to ours in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Just minutes from all the bridges and sure points. And when you visit Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're going to see you're truly more than a customer. Indeed, Family. Shop online anytime. FamilyAutos.com. Available in select models. Restrictions may apply. See the uncles for details. Offer ends July 31st, 2019.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper, push harder, climb higher. We built the skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
I am Tom Sherwood with Limbaugh Company. We are proud members of the General Building Contractors Association. Since 1901, Limbaugh has provided a fully integrated engineering, construction, and service enterprise. Our motto is always safety, integrity, innovation, and accountability. We are building this skyline. We are GBCA. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Listen, getting a new roof can be expensive, but what if I could say you could have a new roof for as little as $200 a month? Hi, Anthony Gargano here from my buddies, Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. Most people don't have 10 grand sitting in the pocket, so Labruciano Roofing makes it easier than ever to get a new roof simply by financing it. Not only does Labruciano Roofing provide great financing options, but they are a CertainTeed 5-star select shingle master, which means they can offer the best warranty in the market with a 50-year warranty for the manufacturer and a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. Labruciano Roofing is the industry leader in quality roof installation. You're not going to find better people. They're artists. Don't let money prevent you from protecting your home. To learn how you can finance your new roof and for a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors today, 610-265-ROOF, 610-265-ROOF. Visit them online, paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get rebates up to $1,500 or special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
I am a turnpike worker.
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work.
I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant, my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour,
my bones will break.
At 65, I will die.
I will die.
I will die.
I am a coach.
I am a father.
I am a mother.
Please.
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 Slow down, Edward Jones.
More than 30 PA turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Take the safe driving pledge at OperationOrangeSqueeze.com.
There's no need to pay for local TV channels like CBS and ABC. You can watch your local news and sports for free with an over-the-air antenna offer from Sling TV. With Sling TV and an HD antenna, you'll get a complete entertainment solution and won't have to pay for your local channels. And Sling actually lets you choose your channel lineup. Antennas are easy to install, compact, and provide HD picture quality. For a limited time, Sling is offering a special HD antenna when you prepay 2 months of Sling. Go to sling.com/radio to learn more. Channels depend on your location and services. Restrictions apply.
Tune in every day for the Fanatics Business of Sports, powered by Pico for Business. Take advantage of Pico's energy efficiency program incentives that can help you reduce your energy consumption. Pico.com/more savings.
Sports talk for Haddon Heights and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Woo! Woo! All right, welcome back, Turf Club, South Philadelphia. By the way, Hector suspended. That's right. Hector is suspended for 3 games for intentionally throwing at the head of David Freese. So Hector is out. Phillies, I'm sure he will appeal it. So the Hector out, well, will be out, suspended for 3 games. It looks like Jansen is hurt, so there's a possibility there that the Dodgers could be without their back-end bullpen. So some issues there with the Dodgers. But, you know, listen, with that lineup, I don't know. I don't feel too confident tonight. You got Nola pitching tomorrow in the last game, so we'll see. All right, we're going to be talking to Lincoln Kennedy in just a moment and talk a little football and find out kind of what the world thinks of the Eagles. We've been saying for much of the summer, I don't know how they don't win 11, 12 games. I keep looking at their roster. Like, I love this roster. I don't know where the holes are. I mean, other than, you know, depth at linebacker and maybe their linebackers aren't. But in this age, you don't need linebackers. The one position that you don't that necessarily need. You got it. You're really good up front. You know, maybe, you know, there's a lot on Barnett, and there's a lot probably. They have some depth at the back end, but some of the kids like Sidney Jones needs to step up. All right, we got him on the line on the Comcast Business Hotline. He is he's my man. He's the greatest. One of the best there is. He's the voice of the Raiders right now. College football, HOF, should be NFL HOF. He is Lincoln Kennedy on the Comcast Business Hotline. Big Link!
Cuz, what's happening, man? How you doing?
It feels like Phoenix here. You live...
No, you don't feel like Phoenix. You can't feel like Phoenix.
It's 105 degrees in Philadelphia. It's 105 degrees. And at least your heat's dry. This is just... God, it's horrible.
It's still hot out there.
I still don't know how you do it. How do you live there?
It's called AC in a pool. Air conditioning in a pool. How about that?
Yeah, it's 115 degrees. Insane. Amazing. So, Big Link, at this time, I'm really tired of talking about the Phillies. So, I need some football talk, man. Like, I'm desperate for some football talk. So today, I need you to talk about kind of what you're looking at when it comes to, let's go Eagles first, because I'm curious what the rest of the league thinks about the Eagles and Carson Wentz. So when you kind of look at the Eagles offense, got DeSean Jackson, so they got a real good speed guy on the outside. They address running back with Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders in the draft. When you look at, they have two really good tight ends. How do you kind of look at the Eagles?
Well, I think you look look for them to challenge for the divisional title again and maybe make a Super Bowl playoff run. The big thing is going to be, how does Carson Wentz manage himself now that he's the man who's going to have the load on his shoulders? He got the contract. You know, if you got a quarterback, you got a chance. Carson's a quarterback who's had some issues with durability, mainly because he takes a lot of hits. He's a big guy. He's got to learn how to either use the rules effectively, or they got to do a better job of getting the ball out of his hands to limit those hits. That's going to be the big key for the Eagles. But I think otherwise, at least on paper, everything looks right in place.
Yeah, I look at him and I go, I don't know how they don't win the division and how they don't win 11, 12 games.
True. And I think you're right there up there with the Cowboys. I think the Redskins have got a lot of work to work on. And I also think the Giants still have a lot of work on. They haven't yet been able to get out of their own way. But I think the Eagles are poised for, the challenge for the division.
All right, do me a favor, because I and believe me, this is not about hate, all right? Explain to me what I'm missing with the Cowboys. I see these projections that the Cowboys are going to fight 11 wins, 12 wins. I see Dak. I was talking today to a guy in the league who said that he has more faith in Prescott than Wentz. And I mean, I don't see it.
Well, here's the thing. Dallas totes one of the best offensive lines in the game. And yes, they've been beat up, but they still got pretty good, pretty complete. And they've got Ezekiel Elliott, a run game, they've got balance. So the thing is that whether Dak is playing for a contract this year or he seems to have a little bit of familiarity and chemistry with his receiving corps, I think when you hear people talk about the Cowboys, it's just also based on what they did last year and the fact that they're returning another year, they should be better. I mean, it's the way that most people sort of forecast every season. When they come up, the Cowboys are always in the talk, be it good or bad. So it's just whether or not they're going to be able to get these contracts done for their star players. They're not going to be able to keep everybody, but they got to at least make a run while they can.
Yeah, I guess they still have that coach who's horrible.
terrible game manager, there's no doubt about it. Jason Garrett.
That's your boy, the clapper. Yeah. Hold on. Where you go? Where you go? Where you go, Dak? And listen, I think Prescott, I don't hate him, but I think he's a decent game manager. He's an inaccurate thrower. And I question, listen, it helped him having Amari Cooper a little bit, but he still missed a ton of throws.
No doubt. But here's the thing. Until you got some defenses out there that are going to take care of this run-pass option, I already told you what I would do. You're going to have some people who are going to be on their heels because, he missed a lot of throws, you're right, last year, but they still had a good run. And especially after they got, the trade for Amari Cooper, they seem to take off on a different level. Their offense is incredibly simplistic. And so it's either they change a few things up, give a few little wrinkles, or they'll be doing the same thing. They had success at last year. So if it's not broke, why fix it?
Yeah. How do you see the rest of the NFC? The team that I like the most, I think the Rams are still going to be good. You still have to worry about New Orleans. We'll see where Breeze's arm's at. We'll see about Minnesota. The team, I think, makes a big step. Now, I don't know how good they're going to be, but I think the Niners could be really good.
Well, I think the Niners make a step in the right direction. And where you and I differ, I don't think the Rams are going to be that good this year. I think the Rams are going to have their issues.
Gurley's
knee is messed up. I don't think they make the playoffs. I think they have that Super Bowl thing sort of continues, where two losers of the Super Bowl. I think there are two better teams to me that are in that division, and I think it's the Seahawks and the 49ers. The team I'm looking mostly for are the Minnesota Vikings, because I think Kirk Cousins is going to make the – he's going to have a better year. They're going to get their running game back. They've got balance, and they've got weapons all on both sides of the ball. So I think Minnesota's poised to make a run. I don't think Chicago's going to have the lights-out season like they had last year. I think it's going to be a little bit difficult. I still think Chicago's going to be good with that defense, but we'll see after losing a defensive coordinator how much fight they have.
What do you think about Aaron Rodgers coming back in Green Bay?
You know what? Here's the thing. All the stories that I've heard about Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay and then the new coaching staff it seems to be a little bit of clash. There's not as much harmony as you would one would think coming up to the season. Now I don't know what to make of that. You know, we'll still have to see how it plays out. But Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and he's got to have his receivers on the same page. He's got to get protection. There's going to be a lot of new faces in Green Bay. I think it could be dangerous, but I think there are two teams again in that division that are better than them.
Yeah, LaFleur apparently already got into it with Rodgers, and I
heard about that.
For the life of me, we're talking to Lincoln Kennedy, the voice of the Raiders, Fox, my partner on Fox. He is so, if you know you have Aaron Rodgers, and you know what happened before you got the job, right? Why in the world would you create anyway? I'd be like, hey, Aaron, what do you think of this? This is our offense. What do you think, AR? We ready to go? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, that's one way of approaching, but you also got to look at it from Matt LaFleur's standpoint. I'm the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. This is an iconic franchise, and I want to make my impact on the game. This is my big chance. Now, you can get in line and become somewhat submissive to a future Hall of Famer if you want to, but at the same point, you know, why don't you give your, you know, I could see it honestly if I was a coach in that position, trying to get my viewpoint across to see if it works for him. Rather than sitting there and just deciding on what Aaron Rodgers wants to do, I mean, if that was the case, just make Aaron Rodgers a player coach.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Like, he knows enough about offense that you should pick his brain instead of, you know. Yeah, I'm coming in like you're the man. Like, who's Matt?
Well, I mean, I would think that would be the reason why they hired him. But you know, again, you hear about all this gruff, and we're what, a couple weeks from training camp,
yeah.
And you never know what to make out of this team. They've had potential. They've made some runs in the past, and they've got the best quarterback in the game, as we talked about. But still, if they can't get out of their own way, they're going to finish third at best in that division.
All right, so. I'm really looking forward to this because Lincoln is going to make his HBO debut.
I'm trying
Hard
to
Knocks and the Raiders. How awesome. I've been waiting for this, man. This is going to be, bro, this is going to be incredible. Wait, did you learn anything more? What's the shooting schedule?
No, I don't know what they're doing. It'll be interesting to see because they're supposed to have a practices a couple days with the Rams when everything starts. But they close it off to the general public, so only select people are going to be allowed to be around the facility because they're shooting. So no crowds, no fans, just select guests.
Yeah, man, that's going to be crazy. What a team you got. Vontae,
yeah,
have
no
you
doubt.
Seen the guys? Have you seen have you seen Gruden, your boy?
Yeah, I saw him. When was the last time I was there? I think it was the rookie symposium. Was that back in May?
Yeah.
So that was the last time I was there. I saw Gruden then, and a bunch of the coaching staff and everybody.
Did you? It's going to be crazy because having Vontez Perfect and having Brown, Antonio Brown. I mean. It'll be a great show, and plus you have all the Vegas stuff, and it's you and Brett Musburger.
Yeah, that's right. Brett and I are going to be together again this season. And here's the thing, you know, I don't know how much you're going to try to focus on it, or they're just trying to make it about the Raiders. But there are a lot of people who are intrigued by this and definitely want to see it. I think it's going to be curious to see how Gruden manages all these personalities. Because, like you said, with Perfect and Antonio Brown and Trent Brown, and of course you got Richie Incognito who's going to have a 2-game suspension.
I forgot about Richie.
You've got a lot of personalities that you got to manage.
That's right. You knew? Did you know Richie from before?
No. I didn't know Richie from before. I just remember Richie with the situation with the Stanford lineman. Yeah, right. I remember that back in the day.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's wild. We're talking to Lincoln Kennedy. On the Comcast Business Hotline. All right, so are the Raiders, or how good are they going to be?
That's a tough one. I mean, again, we're talking about third teams in their division, the third best teams in their division. I'm hoping they finish the third.
I mean, they only won four games last year.
I'm not going to say they're going to win 9 or 10 games this year. I think if they're able to get 500, that's a push in the right direction. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle these things. The Chargers, to me, are the best team in the division, and you know what you got, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So,
The defense now. The Chiefs. They got a defense now.
I know they also got a defensive coordinator in Spags, so there's no doubt about it. They're going to be something. So I mean, with the division and with the schedule, look, I think they're right around 500, 8-8, which would be an improvement from where they were last year. Because again, like I said, they only won four games.
The one thing I wanted to bring up to you, because, and we'll get back to the NFC real quick, but something that you said during our show last week really struck home about Pop Warner football in San Diego and how they got rid of it. And that's where you grew up. That's where you spent a lot of your time.
Yeah, that's where I grew up, yeah. You know what? I'm part of an initiative called Football Matters, and there are a lot of programs, and what we're doing is trying to sort of, you know, reconnect with the general public, the great game of football. And I'm one of the guys, look, I got three boys, and all of my kids have played some form of football, my eldest being in Pittsburgh and stuff like that. But I'm
For the audience, Link's oldest son plays for the Steelers. He played at USC. He's an elite player.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's going to be doing well. And I'm looking forward to seeing how they do with the Steelers this season. But my thing has always been, I believe that anybody who teaches contact football should be accredited and certified. I think there should be classes that you have to learn in order to properly teach the game. Because I think the game, there's an inherent risk in anything you do, any game you play. You can be hit with a baseball or hit with a bat. You can also, hurt your knees or other things. But in football, it's a great game because it teaches you teamwork. And so there are more and more programs around the country that are doing away with tackle football. And I think it's a shame. Even though the game, the adult game, the NFL game, is basically a glorified 7-on-7, I have no problem with kids playing flag. And if they take these programs away, you know, it's really a shame because the football is extremely popular. And I still know a lot of kids who want to do it and want to play it. So it saddens me to hear that. I read somewhere, I think it's the state of Connecticut or Massachusetts, one of those, where they were trying to do away with tackle football high school levels and under. Under high school levels, they were trying to do away with it at all. They were trying to pass it through their sentence. So, I mean, those are disheartening things that you hear about the game of football.
I know. It's stuff that you worry about. Like, you worry about, you look at the future of the game, and, like, what do you say to a mom that goes, I don't want my kid to play football?
Well, I think the big thing is that we have to have better communication with our kids. You know, because when we were young, you know, you have people in our ear talking about pain is just, you know, the sign of weakness or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, pain is really something's wrong. So if you're in pain, you need to complain because you need to draw attention to it. I think long gone are those sort of scenarios for the most part. Look, an athlete wants to be out there on the field of choice. I get it. I understand. But when something's wrong, you got to bring it to somebody's attention, whether it's your teacher, your parent, your coach, or something like that, to get it addressed. It's not about being in pain or toughing it out. It's about, you know, being honest with yourself when something's wrong. More importantly, you got to get it remedied right when it happens.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. It's a good point you bring up about, you know, getting being unified and having people who are accredited teaching the game properly.
Yeah,
so much.
Absolutely.
You know, so much of it is that. Would you? It's funny. I talked to a lot of coaches. You brought up Spags, and we've talked about this before. He thought, you know, the best thing would be to play flag, and then, you know, you play high school until your body, you can play high school.
That's my theory. That's how I'm with my kids. You can't play tackle football until you get in high school, because I just believe their body needs to develop as much as possible before they start playing it. And you can get all the great things about football out of flag.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just without the contact, you can get all the things that learn how to work as a team and, you know, getting out there on the football field, you get that with flag.
Yeah, it's true. My brother, listen, it's always a pleasure. And then you know that, you know, it's always basketball season as well.
Your Sixers locked up your guy, huh?
How many times do I crow about the Sixers during our show?
All the time. It's all good. You know, is your boy out there on the street top work, Ben Simmons, working on his jump shot somewhere?
Wait, this is awesome. Guess what? He was actually five, making threes in pickup.
And
Tobias Harris was guarding him, and he actually went out and guarded him beyond the three-point arc.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if that young man develops that in the mid-range, he's gonna be something fierce, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Hey, brother, listen, I love you, man. I'll see you on Saturday.
Absolutely, brother. Be well. Thanks for sharing some time with me, bro.
All right, brother. Babe, take it easy. All right, man. Here he is, Lincoln Kennedy, one of the greats. He and I do our show on the weekends with Fox. So Tyler, my producer, who's terrific, he said he was with, you know, playing just flag, put kids behind, you know, basically put them behind in terms of forming and how to play the tackle game. And Tyler, it's a great question that you bring up. You know, I was talking to Coach Spagnuolo about this, and you know, he thought just for the bodies and for the kids to mature. Because you know, when it comes to kids, once you get to ninth grade, most of the kids, you know, you still have some kids that are lag behind. But, you know, up until that point, you got a lot of kids that are late bloomers that don't grow until high school. So it's important to kind of save their bodies. Look, you know, this isn't about, you know, playing college football or playing the NFL. It's about kids getting out and playing the game and learning the game. And if you're really that good and you really have a propensity for it, then you'll get discovered. You know? It kind of makes like perfect sense in that way. All right. I want to get to let's get to the phone lines. And when you fell in love with the sport, today was a kind of an ode to football to switch things up. The Broncos started training camp today. So I was kind of fired up about that. Flacco and the Broncos, they started. But Barry wants to talk about baseball to start to open up the phone lines. Barry, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. What do you say, Barry?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out. I keep listening to the Fanatic, and I don't hear anybody talking about Kapler. Everything's wrong with the team, but not one individual can get rid of. The only way to handle the whole team is as a manager.
We've been talking about Gabe Kapler, you know, the whole season, Barry. I mean, he's been a thread throughout the whole year. We've been talking about him. Look, they do things organizational wide. I don't think it's all Kapler. I think it's Klentak. I think they play a brand of baseball that they want to play. You know what I mean?
The brand they play is I don't hit certain nights.
Yeah, well, you know, thanks, Barrett. I mean, you know, I mean, listen, they had no pitching. I agree they need to hit for more power, but, you know, I mean, I think they fell in love with taking pitches, and that hurt them because they missed a lot of first-pitch fastballs, and I think they're trying to change that. And look, it was good for Harper to actually show to be a superstar for once, like last night. All right, let me get to Matt in Fishtown. Matty, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Matt?
Yeah, what's up, cuz?
What's up, Matt?
You are either an idiot or just a biased Philly fan, one or the other. Because the fact that you say you can't see how the Cowboys can win 11 games this year, you're just out of your mind. You're literally out of your mind.
That's
they had
great.
A third-best defense last year. Do you want me to go through the players? And you can tell me everyone I named. You can be like, that's a great player.
I'll tell you what. Let's go through greatness, right? DeMarcus Lawrence is great. I like DeMarcus Lawrence.
Do you like Leighton Vander Esch?
Do you like
Jalen
good.
Smith? You like Jalen? Wait, Van Der Esch is good.
He's good.
Last year.
Oh, stop, you goofball! He's good. What more do you want me to tell you? All right, let's go offense.
What he's done on the field?
I love him. He's an undersized linebacker.
Oh my God! Did that stop him from winning games?
He's an undersized linebacker. He's a good undersized linebacker. He's cute.
I can't. Do you want me to name you a billion undersized linebackers that ended up being?
All right, let's go. Let's go to your offense.
Okay.
So, Amari Cooper. Yes, I do. I agree with you with Elliott.
Okay. Now, Amari Cooper, when he got traded from the Raiders, he put up over 1,000 yards in like 10 games with us.
Yeah,
so
with us.
Explain to me.
I'm going right here. What about the quarterback? Talk to me about the quarterback.
He won a playoff game with his
dude. If you think he is
blind, you are literally blind.
I know. I am.
So you and I will have a wager.
Hey, Matt, let's have a wager. We'll do it every week.
How many playoff games has Carson Wentz won you?
Let's discuss this every week. We'll have a call each week.
That's fine. We can. That's totally fine to go over it.
All right? I love doing that. So, you can insult me all you want.
I hate Dak Prescott, quite frankly. I think he is a game manager.
Okay. At best.
But people are willing to. He is an erratic.
I know that you worship. I mean, we're going to talk, or are you going to keep yapping? I'm giving you a chance. Are you there? No, get out. Matt, I gave you a shot. These Cowboy fans, amazing. Unbelievable. I try to give you a shot. If you're going to tell me Dak Prescott is nothing more than a game, he's nothing more than a game manager. That's it. He's an erratic thrower. You got a couple players on defense. What about the back end? Let's talk about the corners. Woozy? You love him? We'll get into it. This is great. Football season's back. When you fight with Cowboy fans, it's football season, baby. We'll come back in just a moment. Live from the Turf Club, South Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
What a night. Mark's Casino and Sportsbook. Online sports betting is live in Pennsylvania. Place all your favorite sports bets all at the click of a button from anywhere in Pennsylvania. Mark's Casino and Sportsbook has you covered. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $250 on your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/fan and use the promo code SPORTS to get your risk-free bet of up to $250. Bet with the best online at the number one casino in Pennsylvania, Mark's Casino and Sportsbook. Street Road exit off I-95 of the PA Turnpike. Risk-free betting refunded on losses of free bet. 2021 game with promo code 1-800-GAMBLER. What a night. Mark's Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season Beer Garden. Get ready. Coming soon, our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Mark's Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road exit at 595 of the PA Turnpike. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel. New Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My rims are so shiny they can be seen from space. I saw pictures. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
Join Macy's as we salute those who serve during the Big Give Back. Now through July 18th, help American veterans and military families when you shop your local Macy's. Round up your purchase amount and donate your change up to 99 cents to Blue Star Families and Bunker Labs. You'll help veterans create their own businesses and support military communities here at home. Salute those who serve and round up your Macy's store purchase today. Meet the real people who inspired our campaign and find out more about our charity partners at Macy's.com/Macy's Gives.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This Saturday night, don't miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the summer.
Pacquiao, the global icon, the fighting senator.
The great Manny Pacquiao faces hard-hitting Keith one-time Thurman for the World Welterweight Championship.
Manny Pacquiao is a legend, but Keith Thurman coming for him.
To become a legend, you have to beat a legend. Pacquiao, Thurman, Saturday at 9 Eastern. Order now. Live on pay-per-view. Also available on the Fox Sports app.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices, Philadelphia.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly, 97.5.
All right, live here at Parks Casino's Turf Club in South Philadelphia. So just for the win total, and when I said I can't see the Cowboys win 11 or 12 games, the win total here at Parks Casino is 9. If you want to bet over 9, it's actually plus money. To take under 9, you have to lay 125. So that is a stone under. Vegas is telling you that it's an under 9. So their over-under is 9 wins for the season. It's interesting. Let's go to Bob in the Northeast. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Bobby.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
What's up, Bob?
So first of all, I just want to tell that Cowboy fan he's a loser. And to be honest with you, he has no idea what he's talking about. But that's not why I called. I called because I want to give a shout-out to Gabe Kapler for, after last night's exciting win, putting out this minor league roster to follow up. Like, what's he doing?
This lineup is tragic, isn't it?
It's trash.
Cesar back leading off, right? Kingery, Harper, Hoskins, good. Miller hitting fifth. Haseley, Nick Williams, and Andrew Knapp. Oh, God.
Andrew, come on. The bamboo has died. Andrew Knapp is like one for forever. Great, he got a double last night. That's great, but whatever. But I got a story for you. We were talking about the sports stories real quick.
Yeah.
So when I was 1993, I was 9 years old. It was Halloween night. We played the Cowboys. My dad had season tickets. One of his buddies had to do the mature thing and take his kids out trick or treating. So my dad asked me, "You want to go trick or treating, or do you want to go to the game?" Of course, I went to the game. You know what I mean? So I'm 9 years old. It started to rain. We're in it.
Oh my God! At the vet.
Yeah, at the vet. And guess who broke our hearts in the fourth quarter? The 63-yard run.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Years later, I ran into Emmitt Smith at the Union Club at a work event. I'm in the elevator with him. I didn't say a word to him.
That's great because, you know, everybody he runs into, "Hey, Emmitt Smith," and you're just looking at him like, I didn't know you.
He said he was there for a book signing. He just said, "You know who I am?" I said, "I know you are." That's Joe Burke.
I love it, Bob. That's a great call, brother.
Any chance I can get some FanFest tickets, cuz?
Yeah, sure. Hold on. You got it.
All right, cool. Thanks,
yeah, hold on. Hold on 1 second. You got it. You know what, Tyler, do me a favor. Get, when he calls back, make sure he gets the FanFest tickets. Let's go to Zach and Ventnor. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zach.
Guys.
What's up, Zach?
No, man. All that guy got. I just want to know, how many hugs did that guy's dad not give him for him to feel that way about things, about the Cowboys? That's like, crazy. I don't understand, man. We're going to crush them. We are going to smack every part of your team into the ground. Into the ground. Oh, the Cowboys have such a great offensive line. Okay, well, how about Jason Peters and Lane Johnson with Jason Kelce destroying who you have? Oh, DeMarcus Lawrence is your best defensive lineman. He's never recorded a sack against the Eagles in his career. That's almost impossible when you play in the same division. I don't understand what these people are thinking, cuz I don't.
Yeah, I love the fact that we're talking about this, because it means it's close.
Man.
Yeah, I know. I'm busting balls, and look, I think they're clearly the second best team in the division.
Yeah, but they're not
I agree. Like, and I'm being honest and objective. They're not better than the Eagles. Are a better team.
Oh, I did want to tell you this, though. I work at a high school, and one of the kids I coach is a big Cowboys fan. Well, we make bets. Guess who had to walk around in an Eagles jersey twice this year? Oh, that was him. He hated every second of it.
That's beautiful, brother. That's awesome.
I'm not going to Miami game. We got tickets we're going down to Atlanta. We're going to be in the new stadium down the Dome.
Oh, that's cool. Week two, too, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, we
do a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is my third year going. I need to see a win, because the year they won the Super Bowl, we were in Kansas City, one of the two games they won.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They were like, you know what, man? We're going to see a win. We're going to go down to Florida. And DeSean Jackson went off, and we're like, oh, my. So this year, I need a win. I need a win this year in Atlanta.
I love it. Week two. What do you think of Arrowhead Stadium? It's terrific, isn't it?
Dude, it was, you know what? Overrated, dude. There were more Eagles fans
than
Chiefs. Now, there were more. Dude, it wasn't as, dude. Totally, dude, those people are lucky the seats are red, because it doesn't sell out every game. There were more Eagles fans than Chiefs fans. But fun fact, if you're a fat guy in Kansas City and you like the Chiefs, you dress up like Andy Reid and go to the game. I met like six Andy Reids. It was hilarious.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, Zach. Yeah, it's funny. It's surprising, because when I was there a bunch of times, and it was great, you know, great football town. Let's go to Chris in Pensauken. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
How you doing, my friend?
What's up, Chris?
Before I thank Mr. Middleton, hey, Matt, I don't talk down to levels like you, but if you want to call my man an idiot, come over to my shop in Westmont. I'll stuff you in an 80-pound washer and put you on a free load. Clown. Have some respect when you call me.
Yeah, I appreciate that, brother. It's all good. It's it's all fun.
I'll crack that kid. Mr. Middleton, all due respect, thank you so much that you came out today and you extended dumb and dumber. Because now I'm out, ain't? Now I got a reason to get out. Remember when they said, I thought I was out, and they pulled me
yes.
back in. You can't pull me back
yes.
in now. Because now I got every right to pack my bags and tell you I'm going out for ice cream, and I'm never coming home, Mr. Middleton, until they're gone. The past 4 years, they've got nobody. They're drafting.
I know. I mean, when you look at their farm system, and they drafted in the, you know, you're talking like top eight, top nine, you know, consistently. And, you know, I mean, come on. You're going to give me a Hazley?
They're a little bit bigger than me, man.
I know.
And let me tell you, you hug Moss today, because if they're still there, they'll draft him when he's 15, man. let me tell you. Eight more days, buddy. And Matt and all you guys, whatever you cheer for, all I got to say is fly the fly.
There you go, brother. Go Birds. There you go. That's it. The whole point of the football conversation started with the Broncos and the fact that the Broncos were the first to start training camp. It's like, it's here. Mercifully. It's almost here. And it'll be great to argue with Cowboy fans. It'll be back to normal. Alex and Ridley, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Ant. What's going on, brother?
Yo, Al. What's up, my man?
All right, you know, I mean, I get why he's mad. You know, I mean, they haven't been to a playoff since God knows when. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah, he was all excited that Dak won a playoff game.
Yeah. He's a little excited. We'll give him it. We'll give him that. We'll take a Super Bowl instead. You're at the casino right now, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Just place a bet place a dime on the Eagles that we will stomp the sissy Cowboys to the ground this season. And I'm so hyped that we're talking football because I'm so sick of the Phillies and I'm so sick of this whole debauchery and I hate it. And, you know, and I'm happy we're not talking about Ben Simmons' jump shot. And I'm just happy. I love bashing Dallas fans and I love when they talk football because they clearly know nothing about it.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Al. Beautiful, Al. That's great. Well, it was a lot of fun for the hour. I wish we can extend it because we're just getting into the fun part. But everybody, we got to get out of here. Have a wonderful evening. Wonderful evening. Devon, stay tuned. Devon's coming up next. Everybody have a great night and we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.